This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there is an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. What I'm about to say is not 100% literal, but in some ways you can make the case is true. Little things are happening here and there, but we are essentially in the dead season, aren't we? Nuggets are done. Avalanche are done. The Rockies are done, sorry. And the Broncos have a smattering of...
A smattering is a good word.
Yes, of yes. A camp here, a camp there, mm-hmm. here a camp, there yep. a camp, everywhere a camp, camp. But we don't really get invited to them, so there's really no news that really comes out of them anyway. Except for the one time we might be able to go. I'll ask you, Mr. Bronco.
Well, I mean...
Are we invited?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not today.
Well, I... You know what?
No.
I am very excited for the girl to let me know that I am allowed to ask her to the dance.
Well, sometimes that's how it works.
Well, in the new Peyton era.
You got to have your decoder ring, man.
Yeah.
And apparently mine is not working the right way.
Right.
So, probably tomorrow. The way that these work is they are not bound to allow me to invite media to any of these. They are at the mandatory minicamp.
Right.
That's collectively bargained.
Yep.
So we're guessing that probably tomorrow will be the day that we are allowed in behind the great walls down at Dove Valley.
Well, it's a good thing that we're not invited every day like every other coach that I have covered with the Denver Broncos, because then we would have found out about Drew Sanders.
Imagine the trade secrets we would be able to have.
Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
All right, our friend Mike Kliss and I News broke this first. Drew Sanders tore his Achilles during the Broncos offseason program in mid-April. That was before the draft, but no timetable has been placed on his recovery. They think Sanders could return to the roster sometime at this point in the season, mid-season, late in the season, when looking at injuries to other players. Generally speaking, this is a 6 to 9 month injury. Cam Akers is the world record holder, from what I understand, on returning from a torn Achilles. He came back after 5 months. There was talk that Aaron Rodgers could potentially come back. I believe Jerry Rice came back in a very short amount of time. With all of that said, how big of a blow is this for the outside linebacker room, despite having Baron Browning, Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper, and then recently drafted Jonah Ellis, who was their second overall pick in the third round?
Well, I mean, it's taking a piece out of the puzzle. That was...
Yeah, but there's a difference between taking a piece out of the puzzle and having an impact player.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think that you can say with a rotational right now rather than frontline guy would be my Drew Sanders take. A guy that finished the season fairly well, was starting to get things figured out. You're better with him than without him, but it's not like he's going to be probably a starting. He's going to be more of a rotational piece. So, but yeah, I mean, but this is a football team that needs all its guys. And it's a blow. I mean, period.
Is Baron Browning a rotational guy?
No, I think Baron Browning is a...
But he's borderline.
I think he's going to play a lot of snaps.
That's not what I asked. Is he a borderline rotational guy, or is he, boom, he's in there every play? I'll let you think about it. I think
he's very similar to Cooper and Benito.
Okay.
But a wee bit better. Benito is probably the guy that still hasn't figured out run support.
Yeah.
But Cooper and Browning are generally mainstays to me.
Okay. I know I'm going to go to the highest common denominator.
You go, my man.
Von Miller never came off the field. There's no reason to take him off the field. That's why I said, is he rotational or is he a guy who stays on the field for all three snaps or all three downs? Is Baron Browning that guy?
Yeah, Baron Browning can be on the field for everything.
I know he can be.
Mm-hmm.
I guess where my point is going is this. This isn't like a quarterback competition.
No.
Where you don't have, if you have two, you don't have one. But if we're being completely honest here, And this is not a knock on Browning, who's a nice guy, and Cooper's a nice guy. Same with Benito. I'm sure Joan Ellis is a nice guy.
Yeah, actually, very much so.
They don't have a guy.
A guy?
No.
Like a Vaughn guy?
No.
You mean like a Hall of Fame guy?
No, but they don't have to be Hall of Fame guys. There are plenty of guys in this league who aren't Hall of Fame guys, maybe borderline Pro Bowl guys who don't come off the field. There's no question. This guy's walking out onto the field first. He's playing every situation.
That's a fair statement.
They have a group of guys.
They got a group of guys.
So here, I'll tell you.
I like the group of guys. Okay. I think the group of guys are good. I think they've been made better by the addition of John Franklin Myers at defensive end. So now you have Zach Allen.
Different positions. One outside linebackers and defensive.
Eric,
linebackers.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I appreciate you pointing out the obvious. But
you're welcome.
Those guys help. They help. Everything is Zach Allen and John Franklin Myers make that a better defensive interior, which makes the guys on the edges job that much easier. No, they still don't have a guy in the way that you are looking for it. That is a fact. I think that they have three guys now. I would have given them four that they could have felt really good about. Now I think you're down to three. Draft picks, got to prove it. It takes them a while. Drew Sanders was not much of a factor, I didn't think, early in last season. He got to be more of a factor late in the season. So does it hurt their room? Yes, it hurts their room, but I think that this is potentially a better defensive front with a guy like John Franklin Myers, who is a plug-and-play every down starter.
What position? I can't remember, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic when I say
this. No, that's all right.
Was it Vance Joseph who said the outside linebacker room is the best outside linebacker room he's ever been around?
Yes, he did make that.
Okay.
He made a statement very close to that.
Okay. I'm going to go through the front seven real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. The new guy, Myers, does he scare you? If you're an opposing offense, you'd be like, ooh, we got a game plan for this guy. Just real quick, yes or no. Real quick, yes or no. Come on. Just quick yes or no. When you look at him, you go, got a game plan for this guy. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
We're running
out
of time.
Yeah, I think you'd, well, I mean, he started every game for the Jets.
Whoop-de-doo, he started. He's an improvement. He's a very good player. You don't game plan for him. Zach Allen, do you game plan for him?
Well, if you don't game plan for John Franklin Myers, you probably don't game plan for
DJ Jones. DJ Jones?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Browning? Ellis? Drew Sanders?
Well,
Benito?
The answer
Singleton.
Is no, because
I hope
there's enough empirical proof about what this defensive front was last year.
As a group, I hope together they're great. And there's maybe the possibility of that.
And I don't think they're great. But I think they're going to be better.
As a group, they have the potential to be very good.
Mm.
But as individuals, not one guy that you look at and you say
game wrecker.
No, that's my point.
Fair point.
They don't have that.
Totally fair point.
Maybe as a group, they all come together and they swarm like a group of dogs.
Well, I don't know if and now you're being silly, but
I'm a little bit. I'm not.
Okay.
Because if you scheme the right way towards your talent,
then you can be functional.
Right.
Effective.
They don't have Pro Bowl players. Do they? Maybe Zach Allen. Myers isn't, is he?
No.
Oh, then you don't game plan for him. If he's not a Pro Bowler already, you're not game planning for him. He's an upgrade. How's that?
I think he's a serious upgrade.
I would agree.
I mean, look, is it a huge jump? I don't know about that, but should they on paper be a better defensive front going into the season? Yeah. I mean, they should be better against the run. One could make the argument, how could they be much worse against the run? And I would listen to that too. Numbers are what numbers are. Now, there was one game that really skewed those metrics pretty wildly, but even without that game, this was not a consistently competent run defense. I do think that they're going to be a better run defense.
Right.
I really do. And I think that if you have guys across that front in the 3-4 scheme, two guys good in the middle, talking about it, inside linebacker, and three guys across the front that are consistently good against the run, it automatically makes you better on the outside.
The kid out of UCLA, Latu, went to the Colts, 15th overall.
Yes.
If the Broncos did not need a quarterback, is it fair to say he'd be the best guy in their front seven? They didn't need Bo Nix. Would he be the best guy in their front seven? And I think the answer is yes.
It's a probably yes,
right,
realizing that he would be a rookie. But yes. From a standpoint of
most
size, skill set,
impactful player.
Yes.
A guy you have to account for, right?
Yes.
He was the first defensive player taken off the board.
Yeah.
And his marks are really
14,
high.
But I mean,
well, because there was such a run on offensive guys.
Yeah.
Well,
quarterbacks.
When you have six quarterbacks go in the top 12, right? He would have been the most impactful guy, period. And you would say, you got to account for this guy. Even though he's a rookie, you got to account for him. When you look at the Broncos front seven, you don't say, got to account for him.
No, but I don't think that you necessarily have to be that way. I think that you have to be
like the no-name defense.
No, I mean, they've got some guys. I mean, I think Baron Browning is a guy.
Okay, well, then
I think Jonathan Cooper is a guy.
Okay, here. Later on in the show, I want your definition, because there is a definition.
Mm-hmm.
You just said he's a guy. There's also just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go through those guys.
Okay.
Is he a Jag? Is he just a guy?
Yeah.
Or is he a guy?
Fair enough. Coming up
after the break, the Nuggets are going to be looking at a very interesting cap situation. We are going to dig into it and how they can improve the roster. If you are thinking to yourself, man, the Nuggets need to find themselves a backup center who's actually going to play and spell Jokic for X number of minutes, I think you're going to be really disappointed to find out they're not going to be getting that guy. We'll explain why next.
Rock the Casbah, by order of the prophet.
you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love again. And when it's over, that's the time you're in my heart again. And when you go, 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 I know it never ends. In the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, all the favorite TV shows have gone out the window.
Missing you, I never knew how much you loved me. I'm missing you, I never knew how much.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. The auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos in Blackhawk have another great promotion, giving away a new Sea-Doo RXP 300 or a little over $15,000 in cash the weekend of July 13th. Get finalist entries every hour from 10 a.m. until midnight during their daily cash drawings. And if you don't get picked during one of their daily cash drawings, no problem. They have a second chance drawing every Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and that can turn into $7,000. Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos, great promotions, food, sports book, really loose slots, and a family-owned casino that treats you like family. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
As Calvin Booth looks to retool his roster, his flexibility will absolutely be determined by the player options for KCP, which is a little over $15 million, and Reggie Jackson, a little over $5 million. KCP, only 31 years old. I have a feeling he's going to be pursued by a number of teams, considering you can make the case for what he brings in total. 3-and-D, leadership, a winner. He's going to be pursued by some teams, specifically teams with significant cap space like Oklahoma City. He'd be a great fit there. And San Antonio. If he leaves, as well as Jackson leaving, the Nuggets will be right at the luxury tax threshold if they both leave. Mm-hmm. And by the way, DeAndre Jordan and Justin Holiday, both of them are not under contract at all.
Yeah, so they're not fitting into this financial equation at present.
If both leave, they are roughly $7 million from the first apron, which would limit their flexibility to improve the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly they will add players. They're losing four. If all four of those guys don't come back, and two probably won't. If they both come back, the Nuggets are likely to be in the second apron, which literally cripples a team long-term and short-term to improve the roster. Knowing these financial constraints, knowing if KCP, would it be better if he declines his option?
Yeah, it's a fair question. And I guess I don't know the answer to it, because I'm a little torn thinking about what KCP means. But they're in this situation because they've got three max players, and they're about ready to have to deal with an extension, and a very expensive one, for Jamal Murray.
And Aaron Gordon.
And Aaron Gordon.
Both are eligible for extensions this summer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And for Jamal Murray, looking at his situation, after this upcoming season, he is set to become unrestricted, but he can't sign a five-year deal. For Aaron Gordon, he is signed through this season, but then he has a player option in 2025,
right?
2026. For those that don't know what the aprons mean, it was something not new, but they made it harder for teams with the new CBA. And the first apron, as examples, these are just some of the things. You can't get a player sign and trade anymore.
No.
That's first apron. And by the way, that's the lowest. We haven't even gotten to the second apron
no.
yet. Also, if you sign a player who is waived during the current season, and if his pre-waiver salary for this upcoming season exceeds $12 million, can't go get him. That's the first apron. They're going to be there
yeah.
like they were there this year.
This year, yeah.
Okay? They were in the first apron this year and roughly $700,000 below the second apron. Wait to hear what the second apron does.
Second apron is death.
First round picks for 7 years out cannot be traded. Teams love to be able to do that.
Sure.
Teams will no longer be able to use the taxpayer mid-level exception anymore. If a team remains in the second apron 3 out of 5 seasons, that first round pick, no matter where you're at, goes all the way to the end of the first round. Outgoing salaries cannot be aggregated or combined in trades anymore. You cannot acquire a player in return in an outgoing sign and trade. It really does cripple any type of flexibility you might want to have.
No question about it. And remains the biggest challenge. I was listening to Josh Kroenke and Calvin Booth's press conference from October yesterday, because they covered a lot of this with after the new CBA, which Josh Kroenke interestingly described as punitive. But anyway,
he described the second apron as punitive.
Yes.
Well, it is.
It is.
It was designed to be punitive.
And that is exactly right. So you have these challenges now that, especially for a team like the Nuggets, who on one hand have three max guys. There aren't many teams around the NBA that have three max guys. Now, you can argue whether one of them should be max, and I would listen to that argument, but they've got three max guys. Max and one super max.
The way he played against Minnesota suggests to me he's nowhere near a max player. How he played against the Lakers, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's much more difficult beating the Lakers without MPJ playing the way that he played. And by the way, played most of the year.
Yep.
Played
81 games.
Give credit where the credit is due to the guy who, first of all, gave us the best post-game presence by manning up and saying, hey, man, if I just play the way that I can play, the way that I should be able to play, we win this series.
Okay, so.
Anyway.
He has improved. No reasonable person would argue that. But do you see a really high ceiling with this guy, or do you give yourself more flexibility and dangle him out there?
It's a great question, because late in consecutive playoffs in 2 years, he's been a little bit of a non-factor. Late, he was a huge factor. And we're very recent in these, and the people tend to be, and I'm in the same boat, you tend to be very recent. There's recency bias about looking back on a guy. MPJ had a hell of a year, and he had a really good series against the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, you and I were charting this guy out as their third best player most of the season. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fair question now that you are looking for flexibility in your roster. And I think that but I think more than anything, you got to be careful. It's very easy now, after losing a 20 point lead in the game against Minnesota, to forget that that was game seven in a series that you could have just as easily won and be in the, not just as easily, because Minnesota was the better team. And like I said, you give credit where it's due. But the Nuggets were right there again. And we're on the verge of being in the Western Finals for the third time in 5 years. That's the backdrop here. Is the window still open for the Nuggets? What reasonable person would say it's not? Right? I mean, is it harder now? Well, duh. Teams have made moves to get better. Minnesota's already proven it. Oklahoma City is sitting there with maybe the best situation in all of basketball.
For the next two years. Until they have to start paying everyone.
Then everything changes. But they've got it. They may have the most wide open two-year window of any team in the NBA.
You know what they are? They are a team with a great young quarterback who is under his rookie contract.
You're right. Absolutely. And he's got dudes around him.
Yep.
That they're not paying either. They're so young. It's remarkable the amount of room that they have under the salary cap to go ahead and think about adding a veteran piece like KCP without even worrying about what you basically have got to pay. Think about that kind of leeway. It's ridiculous. So are the Nuggets sitting there thinking we are still in a championship window? Yes, they are. Now you've got to make, but you have very crowded space to make room to make moves with.
Well, if KCP declines his option, he will get paid more for sure.
Is he in the $22 million range like Bruce Brown was a year ago, do you think?
Well, how old's Bruce Brown and how old's KCP?
That's who's a good 31? Year, exactly. I mean,
I'd rather have Bruce Brown than KCP on a lot of levels except for one. Both guys are dogs. I said this to you during, I think it was the Minnesota series or the Lakers series. And as I was watching the games against Minnesota, specifically in the wins, when you need a big shot.
Yeah, he was there for you.
He's just that guy that if I want to be, not at the end of the game, but I'm saying another team is going on a run and you hand them the ball beyond the stripe, my feeling is it's going to go in.
Yeah, he wants the shot.
Yeah.
And you're right.
And he's a terrific defensive player.
And a hellacious teammate by every measure.
Yes.
You got a lot of really good things there. I'm not sure what his value is on the open market. Is it worth more than 15.4? Probably. The question for KCP becomes, do I want to be away from this team for another $5-6 million a year?
Yeah, if San Antonio's going to offer me something,
maybe,
and
so
Oklahoma City's going to offer me something,
maybe so.
I am jumping ship and not even thinking about it.
I don't know if he thinks that way.
I think, why wouldn't he think that way? He's going to make more money and go to a contender. Who doesn't want to play with Wembanyama?
Yeah, no, good point.
It wouldn't surprise me if LeBron said, I'll go play with him.
Hmm. That might surprise me a little bit.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Why wouldn't you want to play with this guy? Where
because
the upside...
he'd be in San Antonio. But I don't know.
He was in Cleveland. He went back
to
Cleveland.
He's from there.
I understand that.
I mean, that's it's a about, little different.
It's about winning championships.
Hmm.
It's about, even so, we don't need to go on the LeBron road.
Yeah, thanks, ESPN.
Is there a player on this roster that you think can grow into a key bench piece?
That's a great question. And I don't know if we know that answer yet.
If KCP leaves...
Is Christian Brown a great piece right now on the Nuggets bench?
He's a perfect guy to come off the
okay,
bench.
Okay, I agree with you. See, I agree with you.
Yep.
I wish that he could be a catch-and-shoot three guy.
I don't want to say... I'm not going to question the guy's work ethic and do the lazy analysis he has to work on it.
I think he's a dog, but...
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. To me, when I look at last year's team, I mean this with no disrespect to Jokic,
mm-hmm.
and I mean this with no disrespect to Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
To me, the three dogs on that team were Brown, KCP, and Brown. Dogs.
Gordon's a dog.
Gordon wasn't a dog in Game 7.
No, but...
Well, as I said before,
right.
Before they won the title, there were questions, is he a dog?
Hmm.
There were questions about it because he really didn't have a great showing the year before they won the championship. But boy, did he pick up his game.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would say now he is. Watching Jokic fight for rebounds, okay, in the first half, he's a dog. When it comes to Jamal Murray, he has that mentality too.
Sure he does, yep.
They have those guys, and I get it, but when I think of dogs, I really do think of Brown, Scrappy, KCP, Scrappy, Christian Brown, Scrappy. I know that Jokic is. I know that Murray is, right?
Yeah.
And Gordon is.
Yep.
But I'm sorry. I think of those three guys first. I don't know why, but I just do.
It's okay. I mean, you know.
But it's still six guys.
Yeah. You stood that, which is a great place to be.
Right.
The Nuggets are still in a great place.
Right.
We're now trying to figure out the tweaking that you can do to make it a better place.
And how do you avoid going into that second apron?
And that's a challenge.
Coming up after the break, Jamal Murray talked about the mental and physical strain it was, you know, playing this upcoming season. And now he wants to play for Team Canada.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, with that, you want to play for your country, that's cool. But if next season doesn't end the way you want to, don't want to hear about the mental and physical strain. And I don't want to hear about it, even though I never did, from Jokic, because he hasn't decided yet. That's next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, trucks, tools, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending?
presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Jamal Murray talked about the physical and mental strain it was going back-to-back following the Game 7 loss to Minnesota, then said he's planning on playing for his home country, Canada. If the Nuggets would have advanced to the Western Conference Finals, he would have played a maximum of 14 games, including the NBA Finals, and then practice. Jokic hasn't committed to playing for his native Serbia. If Murray feels he needs the right amount of time to rest and recover for next season, I'm guessing his knee is still not 100%. I understand you want to play for your country, but is that the right decision?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I totally get the draw. I mean, I can't imagine being talented enough to represent your country. The Olympics are obviously iconic. So I understand the draw. And I think in Jamal's case in particular, I also understand. I think that he's, part of him still looks for a showcase. And so, okay, I mean, I get it. I'll be surprised if Nikola Jokic plays. I think he's tired. I think he's worn out.
Yep.
I don't think he didn't use those words, but we watched him in that second half, and he was still brilliant. But I just don't think that he needs it in the same way. I think it's an affirmation for guys, and this is great. I totally understand it for guys like Jamal Murray, who has represented his team on junior levels, but never at the Olympic level.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's a decision that he makes, good. Good for him. Go ahead and do it. Is it the best thing for what the Nuggets are trying to do? Get guys off their feet, make it a little bit of a longer summer, get back to basketball when you're ready, and off we go. Probably not, but, you know, guys got to make decisions.
I don't have Team Canada's practice schedule in front of me.
I don't either.
And I don't think it's available. But the Olympics start Friday, July 26th.
Yeah.
It's a couple of weeks, so it's going to go probably into mid-August. I'm guessing they're going to want to ramp up with a month full of practice, don't you think?
I think that is a fair amount of time.
And then they will have exhibition games. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the practices are going to be hard as a Nuggets practice. I'm guessing they're going to be relatively intense. So basically, you could make the case. We are roughly a week away from June,
mm-hmm.
right? June 1st is next Saturday.
Wow. Wow.
Right. June 1st is next Saturday. I would be surprised if they aren't practicing 3 weeks later.
Oh, yeah. Middle of June. Yeah. Right?
Right. Yeah. And so if it's middle of June, you have two more months of basketball. And what is that? I'm sorry. I understand the intensity levels is certainly different. It's much higher at the NBA level when sure. you're in the finals. But that's another 2 months of basketball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, if you played into mid-June, starting today, 14 potential more games and practices, or another roughly 2 months of practices and games, what is more physically and mentally taxing? Mm-hmm. I would say the two-month gap, the two-month window of the Olympics. So I'm guessing you're going to be physically and mentally tired.
Well, yeah, and
oh, by the way, when does training camp start? Roughly
beginning of October,
6-7 weeks later.
Later, yeah, and there will be no rest between now and the beginning of what Canada's doing because you've got to stay in shape,
right?
I mean, he's got to continue workouts at this point,
right?
You're not going to Cancun for 2 weeks or wherever you're going.
Michael Porter Jr. might.
Well, okay.
Because that's good for him. And I'm not even saying that sarcastic.
No.
He probably needs to get away.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But Jamal Murray will continue his work. And
on that strained calf.
And you're still coming off of a calf injury and stuff. But I get it.
And you know what the mental strain is? Basketball is going to be on his mind now, if he's going to play for Team Canada, which he is going to be on his mind through mid-August. That's the mental part of it. Maybe not the physical part of it, but he knows that he needs to stay in shape. Maybe not at the highest of levels as of today, but certainly in a week or so, he needs to make sure that he is ready, and that's 2 months.
So, Eric, where's his point of decompression? Because then when he gets done in the middle of August, he's looking at training camp opening at the beginning of October.
Right.
So do you get, I guess you have maybe a month there that you can kind of chill out a little bit, but then you got to start ramping up, getting ready for, you don't want to just come to training camp not physically ready.
I'm not telling him I'm not telling him he shouldn't play.
Right.
I understand why you want to play for your country.
It's challenging,
but
though.
But you burned your candle, which was physically and mentally exhausted. Now it becomes self-inflicted. You have to play through the NBA Finals. That's your team. You don't have to play for your country.
Right. Yeah, you're contractually obligated, not to mention emotionally obligated, to play with your team. Through the NBA champ, that's what you play for.
You can make the case, fortunately, it's a good thing Aaron Gordon wasn't asked to be on Team USA.
Yeah.
Michael Porter Jr., it's fortunate he wasn't good enough to be on Team USA.
Yeah, it's an interesting quandary.
Yeah. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll get into the struggles of the Nuggets and Avalanche at Ball Arena in the second round of the playoffs. And will Courtland Sutton appear at Broncos OTAs this week? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Brother Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle or at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Nuggets and Avalanche went a combined 1-6 at Ball Arena in the second round of the playoffs. Both of their seasons ended at home, approximately 44 hours apart in total gut punch fashion. I know this is kind of open question, but any insight as to why both teams struggled to defend their home court or home ice in round two?
Yeah,
they were playing better teams.
That's number one. And by the way, if you think that the Nuggets are a better team than Minnesota, I'll agree with Nikola Jokic. In a seven-game series, the best team wins.
Right.
Period.
I mean,
when Miami beat Boston last year in the NBA playoffs, I'm sorry, Miami was the better team.
Yeah.
They wound up winning the series. But a couple of things to consider here. More so with the Avalanche series than the Nuggets series. The Stars were great on the road in the playoffs in general. In general, they were excellent on the road. Remember, they lost their first two home games to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then they went to Vegas and won those two games on the road.
Right.
Excellent road team. As for Minnesota, excellent road team. Well, they did sweep Phoenix, meaning they won two games on the road.
Yeah.
So you can make the case they were a very good road team as well.
They've got five road wins in the playoffs.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think the Stars do too. They're 5-1 on the road also.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's put something in perspective. The Nuggets lost more games in the opening two rounds of the playoffs this year than they did in the entire playoffs when they won the championship.
Yeah. Last year. You're right.
5-4. Wow. That's crazy. All right. Just in case you missed it, Cortland Sutton has held firm so far on not attending the Broncos offseason program as he holds out in hopes of receiving a new contract. Coming off a 10-touchdown career-high season, Sutton says he wants more guaranteed money. He has 2 years remaining on his current deal, but no more guaranteed money left on the books. What do you think? Will Cortland Sutton appear at Broncos OTAs this week?
Doesn't have to. It's voluntary. The first mandatory appearance is in 4 weeks for minicamp. So it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't here. By all reports, he's working hard in Florida, but he wants a new deal. And he wants guaranteed money in his deal that, by the way, he is still on the books for the next 2 years, but with no guaranteed money.
Here is the difference between today's coaches and the way Mike Shanahan coached. Voluntary practices are mandatory practices.
Sure.
You better be there. Sean Payton is not the type of guy who's going to budge for Cortland Sutton.
No.
And do I think it will be punitive for Cortland Sutton eventually when he shows up in the eyes of Sean Payton? No.
No.
But for Mike Shanahan, I'm sorry. Any benefit of the doubt you were about to get for not showing up to my practices, it's not that you're going to be running extra laps. You're not going to be taped to a goalpost. You're not going to be eating brown bag lunches instead of something really good. But that's the type of stuff that Shanahan remembered. Think about this the way Mike Shanahan is, which I can promise you is the complete opposite of Sean Payton. Mike Shanahan had his PR people take attendance for the media. Let me repeat that. Took attendance for the media showing up. Not the players, the media. So what do you think he did for his players? Do you think Sean Payton would take attendance for the media? He'd be thrilled if nobody showed up.
Oh, absolutely.
It would honestly be a benefit to you not to show up for a Sean Payton press conference. He'd probably like you more. And I say that jokingly. But if you don't show up for a Mike Shanahan press conference, he'll remember it.
Yeah, I get it. Different ways of doing things.
That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. They have an entire staff to help you redesign an entire kitchen. They have extra low pricing at their clearance center called Scratch and Ding Stuff. Little ding, $200, $300, $400, $500 off. How do I know that? That's what you've bought.
That's what I bought.
Yep. And the appliances are high end. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, it is amazing how much the NFL has changed, specifically with Sean Payton. Usually when an injury happens, I don't care what time of the year it is, you know about it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Sanders is out for at least part of the season, and we have found out over a month later. That's a wow to me. And oh, by the way, why did it come out now? We'll talk about that next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.